offering a reflection now because what we're entering into in Lessons and Carols is a particular kind of liturgy and a particular way of listening to and engaging with scripture and song. It's an ancient tradition, and I know it certainly from its Anglican roots, and the most common version of it is from King's College at Cambridge. And there are Anglican churches around who will be saying lots of great things in very old English, which I am not very good at, I must say. But this morning, we participate in Lessons and Carols in our own way, and we will be reading from seven lessons, five of which come from the prophet Isaiah. Now, over the past 2 days, and we continue for the next 2 Sundays, we are focusing on the readings from the prophets that we hear at this time during Advent and in this year. And we're listening to those prophets in order to get a deeper understanding of how these prophets are heard not only in their own time and in their own context, but by our Jewish neighbors, in order that we can have a deeper understanding not only of the prophetic tradition and how it relates to our faith, but also how it is heard and how we can engage it with our Jewish neighbors. So just for a few minutes, I want to just share a little bit about the prophet Isaiah and the book of the prophet Isaiah. Now, we heard from Jeremiah, who was prophesying in Judah a couple of weeks ago, and he was in the 5th century before the Christian era. Isaiah is dated about 200 years earlier. So the invasions at the beginning of Isaiah, the invasions haven't happened yet, but they're coming. We say the book of the prophet Isaiah and not strictly the prophet Isaiah because there's three distinct sections to this book, and we're going to be hearing from all three. Some of them are before the Israelites are exiled. Some of what we will hear is while they're exiled in Babylon, and some we will hear words that were said after they returned. So the book of the prophet Isaiah spans a huge amount of time, and very likely was not written all by one person. And so, like in the prophet Jeremiah, when Isaiah was prophesying, Jesus was not on the horizon. No one was thinking about Jesus, or particularly not a Messiah or a salvation that would come in the form of a child. But the prophet Isaiah is very deeply concerned with the well-being of the people of Jerusalem, of the Hebrew people, and wants them not only to hold on to hope that they will have their homeland back again as the Holy Land, but also not to give in to the temptation to follow kings who do not follow Yahweh. And that's exactly what was happening over this span of years. As the Assyrians invaded, the king of Judah aligned with the king of Assyria in order to protect the people, the result being many of the people lost their connection with Yahweh. So then, who's the child? You may know that very familiar passage. We hear it in Handel's Messiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. Well, for the writer of Isaiah, that was not a divine child in the sense that we understand Jesus of Nazareth. Most scholars understand that child to the son who was born to the king of Judah, Hezekiah. And Hezekiah, as king, called the people back to Yahweh after being aligned with the king of Assyria. he called them back to Yahweh. So that's a bit of background. Let me just offer you a few things to maybe listen for as we do the readings today. First of all, most of these readings are written to the people who are in exile. So I'd ask you to think for a moment right now, maybe close your eyes and answer the question, what is your exile? What is your exile? Is it loneliness or a particular struggle or worry? Perhaps your exile is the one that is on your heart is something global. Or maybe it's local or personal. And as you hold your exile, listen for these particular themes that you will hear in the readings this morning. The prophet will speak about the past, the present, and the future. Looking to the past to remember how God has acted to save God's people in the past, and looking forward to the future, to what God has promised, and remembering God's faithfulness. You will hear about the end of oppression, breaking the yoke of the oppressors, the end of war. You will hear something of the character of God, the God that the people had forgotten. So listen to hear about who God is. You will hear words of redemption and salvation of the whole world, not just individuals, as we tend to think of personal salvation, but of the whole world being reconciled to God, what we call the kingdom of God or the reign of God. And you will also hear that that salvation does not come from those who are in power. It comes from poverty. It comes from vulnerability. And so as you listen to the readings this morning, hold the exile carefully in your heart and listen for the hope in God's promises and in God's character. I'd like to invite our first reader up now.